hope you got the Chazar packets. Okay, so we're going to be doing, probably it'll take probably 2 weeks to go through, but that brings everything together, you know. I started making the first Pesach packet, and we're going to see, we're going to tie in that Pesach packet into Pruz Ben Yomo. You know, see, it's not my Kiddush. But it's, I want to speak the first couple of shiur about the Seder coming out on Shabbos and the halachic ramifications of the Seder coming out on Shabbos. Who? We'll see. Hopefully it'll be interesting. We already made packet one. Hopefully today we make the second packet. Okay. So we're starting with page one. Tein machlokas b'mishnah minyan mesachim v'nesorim. Tein machlokas amoron minyan zeh. So the Mishnah speaks about mesachim v'nesorim. What are nesorim? Nesorim are flat pieces of wood, flat boards. So l'chor, flat boards, they fulfill all the criteria that you need for schach, because it's gadol min hakarka, it grows from the ground. It's not mekabel tuma, and it's tolish, and it's detached. So mesachim b'sarim divrei Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir Oser. Reb Meir says you can't. You can't use. So what could you use? What you could use is twigs, is branches, and things like that. But the sarim is like flat slats, right? Flat slats. So there's a question, if you use the sarim, the flat slats, that maybe that looks like a regular ceiling. Because when you have a ceiling in your house, from the old days, so this is this ceiling over here is like very old-fashioned. You know, this whole building is a pitch. You know, the old school, they don't make buildings like this anymore. So this has like a certain mile to it, you know. But the old regular ceiling is a flat thing. So the question at hand is going to be, do we have a gzeiras tikra? In other words, that maybe if you use flat pieces of wood, so that looks too similar to what you use during the whole year. So maybe you come to just say, you know, what am I need the sukkah for? I'll just stay home. It's the same thing. You know, people, you know, use their own svaras, and sometimes the svaras are not so good. You know, so we're afraid you're going to come to use the slats. Maybe you'll just stay at home. So the Gemara has the machlokas. So then the Gemara says, machlokas b'nesorim she'ish b'hem arba. Maybe the machlokas is only if the nesorim are wide, they four tfachim. But if they don't have four tfachim, everyone says it's kosher. And Shmuel says, no, the machlokas is when they don't have four. But if they do have four, everyone agrees it's possible. So this is the machlokas. So what's the bottom line? Take a look. In the Rambam, on page 2, hey, halacha zayin, the Rambam says, if they don't have four tefachim, it's okay. But if they do have four tefachim, then it's a problem. So, Sarim she'ein b'rochvan arba tefachim, mesachim b'hem, afal pi she'ein mishupin. Right, in other words, So if they don't have four tfachim, so even though they're flat pieces of wood, which is a problem when it's flat, but in your house, you usually have like one ceiling, one piece of wood. So once it gets, or something more significant, you don't have just little slats. So if it's just little slats, that's too dissimilar to what you would have in your house, and you don't have the gezeira. So the Rambam says, we paskin, four tfachim is a problem, and less than four is not a problem. Once they have four, then even though they're not totally smooth, still a problem. So that's the Rambam. Then the Ran on page 4, says that, is that really the case that people have flat ceilings? It seems from the Gemara in Bava Metzia that they used to use little slats in the house. So he says, no, even those that use little slats, they didn't just use little slats. The little slats were tied together to make one big, like we use the what do you call it? The mats, yes. So that's what the Rad says. So then, but if you're going to just use little slats, then no one used that for their house, and therefore there would be no gzeira. We saw in the Rambam that he said once it's. But the Gemara, because the Gemara says there's two opinions in the Gemara where the machlokas is. So the Rav says the machlokas is when you have arba, but it's served that any by marv it's kosher, and we pass in the chumra that if it has arba, if it's four tefachim wide, then it's a problem because it's. Since it's so wide, that's similar to perhaps what they did in the regular house.
But isn't that when you're concerned that it's flat, you're not necessarily doing something that wouldn't be flat?
Right, that's true. It's true. We think that was lush of this. So I guess he says the Gemara never said the Beferish that it has to be flat.
But is
the Ran
in this packet?
The Ran is on page 4.
Oh.
Now what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Question 4. So the Shulchan Aruch says Chayt Osru L'Sachek B'Nesorim Sharochman Arba Fil Hofkan, according to Rambam. And even if you put the Neser on the side, Fil Hofkan Al Sidon She'ein Mehem Arba. In Ein Barachman Arbak Sherim, Rafil Hay Meshupin, Shadomim Lakalim, and also, So the Shulchan Aruch says that once it's four tefachim wide, even if you put it on the, you slant it, so it's not going to take four tefachim in the area because you, here's the four tefachim, right? But I put it this way. So the mice is not taking four tefachim, but since this chifetz is four tefachim wide, they answered the whole chifetz. So you can't use it. Okay, then you have the shoot of the Rashba. On page 9. What? A ladder, yeah. So the Rashba talks about that you basically have a ladder. So the ladder has two horizontal, vertical pieces of wood, but each one is only a tefach, and then you have the rungs of the ladder. So is that Zeris Tikra? It says, "Schach sukkah asoy min asarim she'ein barachvam ela tefach, v'heim tkuim b'masmeres shel barzel, v'heim mishulavim b'shlivas hasulam, v'heim b'pesach hashlivas shloshet tefachim, u'b'chag mechasim osam b'hadas u'b'arava." He posted him as a schach machmas a masmeres. The fish shemadim shem echem gadol shel es ach sein bevei sechem bevei yirei v'tzivul hasi a masmeres min a schach. Via tamo yimishu b'shem kam l'tuba yimishu b'kach ma'ishna mishvud b'shem barzel. So he said, in other words, you have nails here holding it together. So he says that there was a chacham echad who said you have to take away the nails. So maybe it's because the nails have a kabbal tumla. So he said, but it's not the rove, shvudim shal barzel is okay. So he says, right, that's the sukkah tezrov. Tikra Sheshul Maziva. Shvudim. It says as long as there's space between the Shvudim, so it's okay. So the Shvudim are not Mekabel Tumah, still okay. So. So he says, because since the ladder is one unit, right? So maybe all the rungs are considered like one big unit. And then they add together to make it four tefachim. So if you have this ladder, and then you have these... But it's interesting that the rungs are three tefachim apart. And yet still, he's saying maybe that's why this chacham asked it. So that's what's brought in the Beis Yosef. That it could be if you have disjoint pieces, but they're all strewn together, then it becomes one big nether, even though it's made out of, you know, individual slats. So that was the question that a problem now. So that's what Rabbi Yashiv dealt with. That maybe you should say all the mats are a problem because of this Chuvas HaRashba. Because the mats are made out of little things. But then they're all strung together into one big mat. And the one big mat is more than four tefachim. So, so that's the question. Is there going to be a problem of the Sarim, of Zeres Tikra? So we'll see. I mean, number five is Shudar Ashba, that's the case of the latter. So he says maybe it's okay, but the potential problem would be Zeres the Sarim. Yeah. Then question six, we said to look at the Yeshua's Yaakov. So we'll see. We'll come back to Yeshua Yaakov, but the Avni Nezer also speaks about this, about using types of mats. And the problem about maybe it's Mekabel Tumah, etc. Yeah, that's a separate thing, the rain issue. But, well, one second, but on page 12, the Avnei Nezer says, Achim nidbaki b'akhanim b'asov v'v'nasim guf echad, they yesh lidmos l'tshuvas harashpa. That if they're all connected together, even though there might be spaces even, that could be Xeris Tikra. Certainly in a case where there's no spaces. So if you have little pieces of slats, that each one is a tefach or less, but then you string them together to make one thing, that could be Zeres Tikra. Right. page 12. There was one of the svaras that the Avnei Nezer gives that there could be a problem is the same idea of the Truvas HaRashba. Right, that's the So is it a problem or is it not a problem? And Rav Vosner has a tshuva about this as well. So he says he doesn't think it's a problem with the mats. He says, "Kevin de lonasa shetach echad al de chibur da miskapel from odovarach ends of get exes neser." Whereas it's not one there's it's the mats they roll, you can wrap them up. It's not one flat piece. That was capital to Modovarach, means I'm getting Zeus Nesser. But you can't have something that you can just roll. That shouldn't be a problem. So the mats, they roll, you can roll them up. You can never roll the ceiling of your you can't roll it up. It's a one strong. This is just a thing that you can just because if you're going to use something that's 4 tefachim wide, then it looks too similar to your house. And then you're going to say one day, why do I need the sukkah? I'll just stay home. It's the same thing. And obviously, if you do that, then you're in big trouble. No one uses ladders for. But since Lamaisa. Pieces of wood that are connected together, it might be similar enough to make a mistake. Not that anyone who builds a home actually uses ladders to make their ceiling. So the Rashba quoted somebody was choshesh that it's a problem, and he said, he's not saying for sure they point out that it's a problem, but he's saying if it's a problem, that's probably the reason why it's a problem, because. So Rav Eliashiv has a discussion. So the Shevet HaLevi was more makel with this page 8 of question 8. And Rav Eliashiv has a tshuva here. About the, on page 15 of the Atzei Dikt. He says, what are the Atzei Dikt? What did we say that was? Well, so it was some type of pieces of wood.
Thin pieces,
yeah. And they were strung together. So Rav Yashi says, so maybe that's the problem of Zeres Tikra. But then the problem is there was another piece from Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp. We quote Rav Eliashiv saying differently, as Rabbi Willig pointed out. And then Rabbi Willig was asking, what's the difference? It was in the PC on 2021. He says that the machtzlos, the kuya canes have suy mikanim avim hakshurim zel azel yidei chevel. It's thick pieces of thick reeds. So Rabbi Yashiv says he thinks it's totally fine. On page 21. Acha kol zeh vesi ha-makcelis ve-vesi ha-dvar v'hodesh ha-makcel k'sheir l'sikhil ha-khil b'loshom pikpuch. So Rabbi Will asked me, so what's the difference? How come in the tshuva here he says it's a problem and here he's being makel? So I think Rabbi Will pointed out the answer is that there's a difference between the atzei dikt and the reeds. Because the reeds are what? What are the reeds? They're like bamboo sticks. So he says that's not a problem even if you string them together. The atzei dikt is what? What did you say, Ethan?
Thin
slats. So that could be a problem. Because that's, but if it's like, I mean, when we have, what are our mats? What are they? What are they? The mats we have today. Well, like little bamboo. So that's like, that's not the atzei dikt. That's like, that's not like little slats. That's like, you know, as you said, like little pieces of bamboo. So that case doesn't look like you're biased at all. So that's question number 9. It says, "Ma chilek ben kanim la'atzei dikt l'gavi gezeiras tikra." So the atzei dikt can be a problem. The kanim is not a problem. He starts off on page 20. He says, "V'dovah shesh alda odos avim hakshurim zel al yidei chevel siv smachi sheinu ubat klal." So mina lo sheinu ruy lishkav ala, gavinu lishkav. Is that a problem? So the wood, that Rebbe Yashiv thought was a problem. But the what? But this case is what? What? Reeds. So reeds is not wood. Right, reeds is something grows from the ground. Wood also goes to the ground, but it's a totally different thing. So if you have little slats, but they're all strung together to be one big thing, so that could be a problem. But if it's just reeds that are being strung together, then that's not the same thing. So I think that's the ruling. pointed out, maybe that's the answer why Rabbi Yashiv was machmir in one case and make in the other case. So the reads, so according to this, the reads that we have today, assuming that they're not made for the Shkiva, we talk about that more, shouldn't be a problem. So that's question 9. What's the difference between the Atzik Dik, a little slap of wood? So that could be a problem. You string them together, now it's some total is at least 4 tefachim, then that'll be a problem. That'll be a Gzeiras Tikkun, perhaps, according to possibly the opinion of the Rashba. Even though the Rashba just said that there was a Chacham after this, he doesn't say he himself ought to hold. If you want to say Pshat and the Chacham, that's the Pshat and the Chacham. Singular reed. See what he said, Jesse? Yeah, Jesse says you haven't been in Florida enough. That's what Jesse's saying. You haven't been in Florida enough. Jesse says I've never seen a reed that's 10 fucking wide in my life. Right. You don't go to Boca Raton enough. So they have those nice reeds there. Ever been there? Anyone here from Florida, Boca Raton? Oh, Boca Raton, you know what I'm talking about, right? Reeds, those little plants. What? You know where the housing is, you know where the young couples live there? Where they have those plants there?
Oh.
Right.
They're all around the
water.
What? They're all around the water there.
Yeah. But they're not 10 fucking, huh? No. That's it. You mean you process it? And then you put them together somehow. You melt them together in one thing. What? Hurry. You're weaving. Okay, good question. Okay. Number 10. Hey, divrei hachai odem rogel machtzolos osi mikanik. Of Chayodom on page 27, see the Chayodom HaMachzalot she'osim mikanim me'anfei Ilan. Also the Sachik Behem. Shehem Kalim. The Filach is a bit limited towards Kalim. I've only also on the Sichuch. So these mats were used to cover up things, to cover up the merchandise. So you can't use them, it's the Kalim. But if they're made for sichuch, then it's not a problem. unless you use them in your own home. Then people will say that what difference does it make between... So, you see, that's the idea. That it, and then I forgot to say over the on page 6, the Magen Avraham, who quotes Dagos Maimini. Because it says in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, "V'nogu shalos sachik b'hem klal." So on page 6, it says in the Magen Avraham, "Chuvus mayim klasim t'pas all of his man hazem sachik b'tayim b'nisarim shein b'hem dalad." He says, "Today we have beams that are less than dalad tvachim in our own homes, so then you can't use it in the sukkah." But then he says, so therefore, how goes Maimini is Machmer. But then he, the Magen Avraham says a big Kiddush. I apologize that I didn't put it in the questions. This is a very important Magen Avraham on page 6. Magen Avraham in Tafresh Chavtas, Sivkon Chavbei says, that if it's b'shas hadchak, all you have is the sorim that are dalid, you can use them. Because since it's only also mishum gzeira, he says anything that's also mishum gzeira, if it's b'shas hadchak, the gzeira was never said. So if the only thing you have, and the only thing you get your hands on, are slats of wood, even the wood are one piece of wood that's dalid fucking wide, but it's only al gzeira, Iker is really good. It's only gzeira, so the gzeira is only said, shalom shasatcha. Shasatcha, the gzeira wasn't said. That's an important Magen Avraham. I mean, he quotes from the Shilta Giborim. That's mutter, but the Magen Avraham. But then the Magen Avraham says, who had dil hold over asim shum gzeira? Okay, because of a Bach, okay, but that's an interesting Magen Avraham. So we have the Hagos Maimini that says that maybe we have to be machmir today, even if it's not dalad. And then b'shas hadchak, even if it is dalad, you can be megel because it's only gzeira. What? Magen Avraham. What is this? Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham. No. Hagos Maimini is saying that today we have to be machmir even on a tefach. Magen Avraham is saying something totally different. He's saying that if you only have a surface that's dalad tefachim wide, a slat that's dalad tefachim wide, and it's shas hadchak, you can even use that. Ah, it's a gemara, it's a gzeira, but the gzeira wasn't said b'shas hadchak. If you have a singular slat that's 4 tefachim wide. Then we said, Tein Divrei Habikur Yaakov. What does Habikur Yaakov say? Let's see? On page 31. So he says, you know, that even if something is made a sichuch, it's still a problem if the in the makomos they make also for most of them for shchiva. Because it's, right, we discussed this halacha that the shchiva is aser, l'sichuch is mutter, but the Rosh said a thing that even when it's the sichuch, but say they made a special batch for me for sichuch, but since they make a million shchiva, doesn't matter that I bought the kosher ones because it's the marasayin, so it's on the whole, is also the whole thing. That was the Rosh. So he says, Chadoshim Mikarov Bo Shethil Menesen Lesachim Zchonso Arava. They made mats of Arava. And Mestama they used for sit on them. In other words, you would, it's like a seat that when you put on the wagon, you would sit on these mats. So there'd be a Mestama Heim Omnil Yashim Shashim. So there'd be a, even if it's made for schach, but since they make it also for sitting, then you have the din of the marasayim. So then you have a big problem. That if, in other words, if they're using them, if they're making them for both, for seats for sitting on and for schach, that's a problem because these machzolos. Arava, when we used, they started making them seat covers. So then, even though they're also made for stock, you can't use them based on that rush that we've learned in the past.
So you got to be careful.
And then we had a tshuva for the Tzitz Eliezer.
Yeah, the Tzitz Eliezer. You know, he has his coolers, but he has his coolers too.
But he was upset with the mats. Page 32. He says, a lot of the Svartim, they use the mats for Shkiva. So therefore, even if you bought special ones that are made for Sichuch, then it's a problem. And it's not only for Shchiva, as long as whatever is used for other purposes that can be Mekabel Tuma, then it's a problem. So Rav Gutman pointed out. So he says you shouldn't use them. So where are they made? In China. So how many mats are produced in China? And how many are they are used to sit on and sleep on?
Ninety-nine and a half percent
are used for the liner. And who makes them? And then what? They have some guy in the back room in China with beard and payas who's making it for the sikha. Right, but what about what about this din of Marasai? What? Yes, and that was the machlokes I had with the Rabbi Talaki. You go buster here or there, where you bought it from. What? Yeah, or at least where you got it from. So maybe it should still be. I think Rav Goodman said maybe it's this Ashkocha, so maybe that's Mafkia that did my time. It's not so Pasha. Maybe, in other words, it'll still only be a Din Darabonan, but still, it could be a Din Darabonan instead of Marasayan. But the question is, maybe Marasayan, like Marasayan maybe sometimes changes. Like it's brought down, if it's before some, certain things become before some. Like my Rabbi Moshe Yagin once said, you know, it could be originally when they first manufactured parva milk. So then they had to come out with the container, so you see this part of a milk, which people didn't know there was such a thing as part of a milk. So you needed a simmon, a hecker. Today, when somebody serves ice cream after a fleishig meal, you don't say, oh, what's going on here? Because everyone does that, because part of ice cream is so common. So the question is, Marasayan for mats, so maybe it's becoming so beforesome that there's a, you know, so maybe, but it's a, so that's why people are makel, and they get the mats, and they say they have a heksher, like Rav Goodman pointed out, they have a heksher, so it's just like the ice cream has a power of a heksher for it. But if not, you could say that maybe you shouldn't use the mats. It's up to me. I mean, say, let's go back to the bamboo. Back to the bamboo. Let's go back to the bamboo. So the mats have the issue of the Zeres Tikra, but that maybe is only by the Greg Will points out from Rav Yashin, only by the Atzei Dikt. This is not the Atzei Dikt. So then you can say the Atzei Dikt maybe is similar to the Rashba's case in the Tshuva. And then there's another issue. So the Tzitz Eliezer was very strong about it. The question is, the Tzitz Eliezer wrote this tshuva a long time ago. So maybe he would change his opinion about, with maybe Marasayan, you know, like the post would say, Marasayan could change based on what's, like Rabbi Yagid said, based on what's the Metzius of what's, you know. Again, no one today is choshesh not to have carve ice cream at a fleishig meal because it's so common, so no one's going to say, oh, it's a shayla of Marasayan. Right, so no one says that anymore because we just, you go to a fleishig restaurant all the time, they bring out the rolls and the margarine. Have a little bit until you wait for your main course to be so served. So I'm just wondering, this shuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, I don't know when it was written, what year or the shuva right after it was Tafshir Chav Gimel. So it doesn't say where this shuva was written. I can't imagine it's too much different. So 1963 was a different world. So I'm not convinced that the Tzitz Eliezer would definitely say that it's Asher B'Zman Hazeh. Okay, any questions? So I think we did a whole packet today. We did how many questions? 12. Yeah, we did the whole topic of Zeres Nesarim today. Well, so that's a good thing for you to chazal tomorrow. And then tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will do Mechitza shape. Mechitza, you know, the old Mechitza topic that we've been spending a lot of time on. Yeah, well, the Yeshua Shiakov also talked about Yeah.
He says, "Your name is Raneinu, the Nog, who called us Harbe McMachsel, so to be fun him." They used Marcellus, he says, to Vanena. They make fun of, you know, for the horizontal and vertical. And there was a rim around it. And they would put the rim on the Defanus. Maybe that's a problem, because the rib is maybe their sticker is to make people. He says on the paragraph before that if something's made with a rim, can you stop a song and push it off to the Kabbalah?
So he was complaining about these type of mats that had a rim around them. That was okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue to use the Shem's Kiyat B'Shemayah.